Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
God bless you, dear Blood River Radio family out there listening and hanging in. Thank you so much for tuning in and making this show what it is. Before we continue on, I want to thank our supporters one more time because we're so much in their debt. I love them so much because money is so hard to come by. We're in such hard times. I mean, I'm poor as Job's turkey, whatever they call it. I guess that's what it is. But I'd like to put thank your donors one more time. My little sister, Janice, up there in Tennessee, you know, she's the wife of old Rich. You know, I call him the bearded wonder, the old bearded wonder himself, our old fact checker. Me and Gene can't open our mouth now, Rand, without, we've got to have our I's dotted and our T's crossed, and we're going to get fact checked by the college degree. He's been college educated. Anyway, his wife, Janice, bless her sweetheart. She donates religiously every quarter. And thank you so much, Miss Janice. And we also, again, James in Washington State, he has a wonderful family. I'm not going to give away too much, but his daughter just was in the NCAA Women's Championship. They finished with a record, a big time record. I'm not going to give too much away. I'm going to say 30-2 for the end. They didn't win the whole thing, but they came close. And I'd like to give some congratulations out for them. We have our new supporter, Samuel, in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you, Samuel. And I'm going to call him Mr. T in Fayetteville, Arkansas, until I can get the permission to use his name. I don't dare use his name because you know, he may have to antify for him. But thank you, people. Those are the people that donated recently. Thank you so much. There'd be no Blood River Radio without that. And so, people, well, without any further ado, we're going to go back. We have Gene, the Bitter Ender himself, on. And we also have Mr. Rand. I've got to come up with a better name. I've been calling him the old Alabama Coon Hunter. I guess that's probably good as any, but I got to refine that name. Anyway, we're going back to Rand. He's the chairman of the Alabama chairman of the League of the South. Rand, take it away, my brother.
Hey, Eddie, Gene, how y'all
yes,
doing
sir.
Tonight?
Doing great. Thank you.
I didn't get to say so long to Mr. Buddy. I really enjoyed hearing him on there as well as Miss McMichaels. But Mr. Buddy seemed like he was reading my mind and some of the things he said, especially in reference to white folks defending themselves against Negroes. And sitting here listening to that first hour, it just made me think that the judiciary that we as white Christians face here in our own land are no different than the judiciaries that the members of the Iron Guard, if anybody's familiar with the Iron Guard, the legionaries in Romania, what they faced after World War I and leading up to World War II, they imprisoned thousands and murdered many, including their leader, a guy named Cornelia Condrey Andu. And you can read his memoirs, We Are Legionaries. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff you can pull up on them if you're interested. But I've said this before, and y'all kind of brought it out. The media and these judiciaries are empowering and have empowered these Negroes to believe that they can get away with anything, especially when it comes to white folks. And so far, it looks like they can. And this is what we talked about here tonight is just one of thousands of examples that anyone can take a look around and can see that they're out there. It's no different. And if you want to, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Ukraine. And I relate this to that in a way. That's no different than the elites up there on the Sodom of the Potomac. It's no different than those elites, the way they have empowered Ukraine. And look what has happened to them. But I tell you, they're showing me, and I tell you exactly what they're showing me. And Eddie, you even mentioned this, and it should be evident to all of our brothers and sisters. And that is, I ain't going out like that. I'm not going in their prisons. I'm not going in front of their judiciaries. I'm just not going to do it. They want to send a message, if you will, to especially white men. If you use your weapon, and I've said this before on this show, they don't think they can come and take the guns, so they're going to send a message. If you use your weapon, if you use your sidearm or whatever to defend yourself, your family, or your property, you're going to go to jail for a very, very long time. And then they, you know, the things that I heard tonight was, which I'd heard already before, but just reiterated, about the Black Panthers showing up at the courthouse armed and all those cronies that go with it. And then it just sickens my stomach to hear about the support that they get. And I know I'm going off on a rabbit trail here, but this empire is collapsing in front of our very eyes. And we can tie that into the Ukraine thing in a minute. But just look at the gas prices. Look what they've done to small business owners, the working man of this country. And I've talked a little bit about this last week. This is all coming down to a remnant and their savior against the whole world. And rest assured, my brothers and sisters that are listening out there, we win. And I'm going to make one more comment, and then Gene can comment, or Eddie, you can comment. Then we'll talk about a little bit about Ukraine. But I read somewhere recently, and, you know, it rings true. If George Zimmerman was on trial today, he would be convicted. There's no doubt in my mind.
Go ahead, Gene.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And I think you can't just point to this one case in Georgia and say, well, that was just a freak accident or something like that. No, it's a total conspiracy by the government to elevate the lowest level of society to take over. And they feel like that if they can exterminate the middle class or intimidate the middle class in this country to where they're afraid to say anything or do anything or defend themselves, then they will have nothing but elites at the top, no middle class, and a huge, huge population of just absolutely garbage out there that's easily controlled, and have a police and military force to protect the elites, and the rest of us are just out of luck, because we've seen if you defend yourself, what is going to happen to you. It's just ridiculous. There was a book written, I think back in the 1940s, by Stanley Horn, a historian in Tennessee. It's called The Invisible Empire, and it's a history of the Ku Klux Klan. And the reason he said that the Klan came into existence in his introduction to the book had a great quote in there. He said that bad government makes for bad citizens. And pretty soon people have had enough of being trampled into the dirt and having the government either do it or stand by and let their thugs and their criminals do it to the honest citizens. And eventually they're going to say, we've had enough. And they're just like Rand said, you know, they might as well go down shooting. It's going to get to that point. And I think that election stealing, senile, drooling idiot that we have in the White House is pushing us faster and faster toward that day where there's just going to be, you know, it's either our life or theirs. And in a situation like that, I vote for my life and maybe have to go down shooting. But not take it anymore. That's the only choice they're going to leave us. And they're too stupid or too foolish to understand what they're doing. But, you know, maybe on the other hand, they're just that evil. That's what they want to have happen, just a mass bloodbath in this country, like we have in Africa or South and Central America, some of these other countries like that. So maybe that's what they're pushing for. But the judicial system, just as Rand said, the judicial system in this country is an absolute joke. You take this case, you take the case of that police officer in Minneapolis that had a thug and a criminal and a drug addict that's down on the ground, was dying from a drug overdose, and the initial coroner's report said that George Floyd was died of a drug overdose, and he could have had somebody standing on his neck or an elephant standing on his neck. It wouldn't have made any difference. He's going to die of a drug overdose. And then by the time they intimidated the jury and intimidated the news media, or the news media volunteered to go along with it, into saying, if you don't get a conviction in this trial, we're going to burn down whatever's left of Minneapolis, they fraudulently gave that verdict against that police officer. One of our great people on the show, our fact checker, Richard, and Eddie, you were there, and you saw what happened in Charlottesville. We were attacked out in the street, and yet the news media portrayed us as the ones that were attacking these poor protesters. So it's,
yes,
the judicial system is a joke. It really is.
Well, people, let's go to the first break. By the way, speaking of our fact checker, Gene, he said, our fact checker, excuse me, Rich, he said, Gene, it's not the middle class they're after, it's white people. People, we'll be right back after this message. We go right back to Gene as soon as we come back. Hold on.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family out there, you make my day. You really do. Get these text messages and emails and letters of encouragement. I know for a long time I didn't know if Blood River would make it. I always thought we would, but, you know, it was touch and go. But we seem to be on pretty solid ground now. We're building our audience more and more every day. And I thank the fellow who wrote the letter that we're doing God's work. I'm going to make a quick comment or two. Gene and Ram both voiced my agreement. If there's any way possible, they will have to tranquilize me with the tranquilizer gun or something to get me in prison. I will not go at 75 years old. I'm not going to go into prison and be humiliated and raped and tortured and hung from my cell by a bunch of feral black animals. I'm not going to go that route. I will go down shooting first. I've said in the past several times, we're past the days of being arrested, because when the so-called feds or somebody like that to an establishment come to your house to arrest you, they're not legally, I don't recognize their authority. We no longer have a legal government anymore. They're a bunch of white hating thugs that are working for filthy lucre. Like Gene said, they send their thugs after us. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said the same thing. Y'all have heard me read that on the radio 100 times what he said, but basically he said that when he went to the gulag, they thought only if we had resisted arrest, 5, 6, 8 of us in the apartments, instead of when we heard the downstairs knock, when they come in, he called them blue hats, when they came in to arrest one or two, he said they should have, if they would have met them, if the people in the apartments, the citizens, had have met the thugs working for the government, met them with axes, cleavers, hammers, screwdrivers, coke bottles, anything they had, and tore into them and killed them, then that the terror would have not have lasted. It would have ended in a matter of days, weeks, or maybe even days. I just told our guys on the break, this is how bad it is. We had a black here in Memphis working for an establishment. He was the manager of this place, this establishment in Memphis. He got mad at a 73-year-old man who supposedly called him the N-word. We'll never know because the 73-year-old man is dead. This black, young, 20-something manager hit the old man in the head, knocked him down, killed him. And you know what he got? He got 2 years probation, and he's supposed to be confined to his house, like home arrest, some crap like that, and anger management. One last comment. You know how Canada and Australia and England are totally disarmed their people. Well, I see where the Canadians are bragging, Gene and Rand. They sent this Canadian sniper to the Ukraine. He's supposed to be one of the deadliest snipers in the history of the world. He got this super elite, some kind of a rifle going. See, so the Canadian government, they're good with sending I call them guns for hire. People in the military right now, guys, I got to shut up quickly. I'm hogging up too much time. But I look at people, especially in the Army and the Marine Corps nowadays, who do most of the grunt fighting. They're nothing but hired guns. They're nothing but mercenaries. You're not fighting for mom apple pie. You're not fighting for your country. You're fighting for a bunch of stinking Jew bankers. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there, guys. And back to you, Gene. I hope I didn't take up too much time from you and Gene. You and Rand. Go ahead, Gene.
No, that's fine. That's a good point. Good point to make. We could stay all night just giving examples of how corrupt our judicial system is. Several years ago, there was a young man by the name of Michael Westerman in Kentucky, right across the state line from Tennessee, that was murdered by a carload of black thugs because he had a Confederate flag on the back of his truck. And they tried to kill his wife, too. But after Michael was shot, she got behind the wheel and got the truck turned around, took it back up to Guthrie. They were trying to life flight him to Vanderbilt to save his life. But this was in January, and the fog and the bad weather shut down the life flight. They had to take him in an ambulance, and he eventually died there. And the only investigation that the FBI, the federal bungling idiots did, I think that's what FBI stands for now, somebody, after this had happened, stuck a wooden cross out on the side of a road and burned it. And so the FBI, our federal government law enforcement agency, they were more concerned about some burned up two-by-fours than they were about a young man that had been attacked out on the road and shot on the open road and murdered on the open road and an attempted murder against his wife than they were, about this supposed hate symbol that was left out in the countryside. It wasn't in downtown. It wasn't over in the black part of town or anything like that. It was just out on the side road. So that's another example of how rotten our government has become and how it's tilted toward the criminal element in our society and will do anything to appease them and the rest of the people that have to actually work and pay taxes to prop up this rotten government. They're just expendable. They don't count. They don't count at all. And our fact checker, Rich, said that it wasn't the middle class that was being eliminated. It was the whites that were being eliminated. And technically he's right. But it's the elite whites, they're not going after them. They have their gated communities, and they have all of their government protection. And when they retire, they get the Secret Service to take care of them. And they have this huge pension, and they can hire the best private protection agencies in the world. So it's not the elite whites. It is technically the middle class and lower middle class whites that are being eliminated and being exterminated by the government. So that is where the axe is going to fall on us, and we better be aware of it, Eddie.
You got that, Gene, right. Go ahead, Rand.
You know, Gene, I'm sorry, Eddie, but I can remember my grandmama, just as a kid, I can remember my grandmother saying that there would come a day that there'd be no middle class. And, you know, somehow I don't think she's talking about niggers. I don't think she had them in mind when she said that. So I'd just like to throw that little bit in right there. And I'd also like to say, as far as comparing cases, and one of y'all mentioned it, let's don't forget the case against our League of the South brethren and others in Charlottesville.
Yes, yes, oh, I'm glad you brought
absolutely.
That up.
Yeah, same thing. Have Gene mentioned it, and I just wanted to reiterate it. We certainly don't want to forget that. I mean, they was took to a kangaroo court, and we know
exactly.
how that turned out.
Well, yes, and the only people that were charged were the people from the conservative groups that were there that had a permit to be there. And you try to follow the law in this country, and the law is garbage. So following the law doesn't do any good. And the Antifas and the Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks that showed up and attacked us out in the street before we ever got to Lee Park. And how do they know what was going to happen in Lee Park when we couldn't even get there? We had to fight our way two blocks into that area. And then we're fenced off and trapped there on three sides by the police putting up these metal temporary fences around it. We were trapped there. And then that member of the Clinton crime syndicate, Terry McAuliffe, who was governor then, said, well, the Commonwealth of Virginia has revoked your permit. You have 2 minutes to leave the area, 2 minutes to leave the area. Well, then the police sprung into action then. That's the only time they did anything. The rest of the time they were standing around with their heads stuck up their rear end. So they sprung into action then with their shields and their helmets and their, you know, all their military high-tech gear, and literally pushed us out of that park and back onto Market Street to be attacked again by the Antifas. And so none of those people that were attacking us were ever brought to trial. There were no charges against them. And, you know, it was everybody knows now it was a setup by the government to disgrace anybody that was a conservative. And literally try to kill people that were conservatives that were out there that day. So that's another strike against the government to show you what a rotten, corrupt government we have. If they can't impugn you with the lying prostitutes in the fake news media and drag your name through the mud that way, they'll get their armed thugs in Antifa and the Black Lives Don't Matter to other blacks to come out there and physically attack you and drive you off the streets and shut you up if you are a conservative, and especially if you're a white conservative.
You're right, Gene. And they, you know, they burnt down cities a whole summer, a couple of summers ago, and nothing's done to them, you know. But you're
oh,
right.
Oh, no.
The police,
well, you of course, you know now, the Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris and all the rest of them have told us those were peaceful protests. And I don't know what film you were or video you were looking at, but burning cities and police cars and attacking people out in the street didn't look like a peaceful protest to me. But our betters in the news media and in our government are telling us, oh, no, 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 those were just peaceful protests. So, you know, I guess I stand corrected on that.
Yeah. One of the particular ones says, you see the flames reaching to the sky, and the news person had the guts, the gall to say, oh, it's mostly peaceful. Well, people, I guess you hear the music. We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll go right back to our guys. I guess we'll go back to Ray, and we'll come back. So hold on, people. We'll be right back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia continues to pound the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. There are reports that shelling struck a mosque that was sheltering 80 people, including children. Mariupol has sustained the worst of the attacks from Russia, with more than 1,200 killed. Volodymyr Zelensky encouraged his people to keep up their resistance. He again deplored NATO's refusal to declare a no-fly zone over his country and accused Russia of employing a new stage of terror with the alleged kidnapping of Melitopol's mayor. Crowds in that city had protested Russian forces over that. Saudi Arabia executed 81 people on Saturday, convicted of various crimes, including murder. It's the largest mass execution carried out in its modern history. It's not clear why that country chose Saturday for the executions. Saudi Arabia, known for mass executions, though a number of death penalty cases has dropped during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The Texas Supreme Court effectively shut down a federal challenge to the state's law that practically bans abortion. The law outlaws abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The federal Supreme Court is considering a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. Also out of the Lone Star State, a judge has temporarily blocked state agencies from investigating parents who obtain medical care for their transgender children. Governor Greg Abbott last month ordered state agencies to open investigations. That was after Attorney General Ken Paxton wrote in a legal opinion that subjecting children to sex treatments can be constituted as child abuse. State Senator Charles Perry told CBS News that he agreed with the legal opinion.
I'm faced with the welfare of a child that, and I think the data supports it, that is not mature enough to have these decisions being made for them to understand.
A trial is scheduled for July. Daylight saving time starts early Sunday morning. Move that clock 1 hour ahead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you deserve
somebody. Well, dear Blood River Radio family, you know, some things I never get tired of. I never get tired of Roe Clint. Doing that, I know a commercial. Y'all probably sick to death of it. I love it when he comes back. I know it's a crazy question, but do you know how to fly? He said, "Nope, never had a lesson." Well, that's a lot like Blood River. We fly by the seat of our pants around here a lot. You know, but one thing keeps us straight. We got the old fact checker out there. He doesn't let us run off the radio, off the runway too far. He keeps us on the runway when we start lying too much or trying to get out of control. But, yeah, we do fly by the seat of our pants, and it's a lot. But I think we're putting out some mighty, awfully good radio, if I do say for myself, because the emails and text messages and new supporters we're bringing on board, y'all, thanks to my people. Thanks to my people. Well, I'm their people, too. If we don't have any big chiefs on this show. We're all a family. Oh, by the way, guys, Rand and Gene, I could tell I was talking to Miss Monica. She's off this weekend. She's giving a farewell party to a bunch of people. And I don't know where their brain is. They're going back to Australia. But they told her the part of Australia they're going to, they don't have masks. They're not going under the lockdown and stuff. I'd like to know what they've been smoking. But she said, she told me she feels like almost like a blood kin, a spiritual kin to us, Monica, Jean, Rand, and myself. We have found our niche. She's lost his friends. I've lost people used to be friends, but she considers us guys her new friends and her family. I mean, I'm a sentimental dude, so I wanted to pass that on to y'all. That means a hell of a lot to me. But anyway, let me shut up now. I've talked too long already. Back to you, Gene. Finish up what you're talking about, then we'll get the old Alabama coon hunter to chime in on what you're saying. Go ahead, Gene.
You know what I'd like to do? I think I've made all the points I needed to on that subject. I'd like to turn the program back over to Rand, and I know he had some more information he wanted to give our listeners about the Ukraine and some of the biological weapons that they've been, the labs that they've been working on over there, and see what he has to say about that and what's going on in that department.
Yeah, I certainly would, and I think most have heard this week that there have been bio labs discovered in Ukraine, and of course you're hearing propaganda most likely out of both sides. I admit that, but you know, I want to talk about this Victoria Nuland. She is the U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Anybody want to guess what tribe she descends from?
Let me see. Could it be a Jew?
Yeah, she's she was born to a surgeon, Sherwin B. Nuland, Eastern European Jewish immigrant. And furthermore, her husband is Robert Kagan, K-A-G-A-N.
Oh, my Lord.
Who is a neocon. And, you know, when you get into this, you see that these are people that support the two different wings of the same evil bird.
Amen.
You know, Robert Kagan, you know, he writes for the Washington Post. He's a partner with this William Bill Crystal guy that I used to see on Fox when I still watched Fox, but that's been
another
years ago.
Jew.
Yeah, and they had this thing, Weekly Standard, you know. He was an advocate, you know, for military action in Syria, Iran, Afghanistan, as well as to remove Saddam Hussein from power, which in hindsight was probably the worst thing they could have done for that region. But anyway, that's another story. But like I say, you got the Republican and the Democrat play the both wings of the same evil bird. But, you know, we've heard this week, like, fact check. USA Today fact check: false claim of U.S. bio labs in Ukraine tied to Russian disinformation campaign, and that Russia has teamed up with China to further amplify the false claim of U.S. labs in Ukraine. It's the same old song, same old dance. The EU made claims like Russian disinformation has a track record of promoting manipulative narratives about biological weapons and alleged secret labs. And if you got the stomach to listen to that Gene Secretary of the press conference lady, she's basically repeated the same claims over and over and over. But this week happened, since we was on here last week, the Senate Foreign Relations hearing, which Victoria Nuland was questioned, actually by Marco Rubio. She was asked point blank about the Ukraine biolabs being over there, and she more or less admitted that they were there in a roundabout way. And you could pull this up and look at it. Matter of fact, Tucker Carlson did a piece on it. You know, me personally, if these elites out of the Sodom on the Potomac told me that the sun rose in the east, I would question it. And I don't see how anyone wouldn't question anything they say. As y'all know, they lie over and over and over again about what's going on over there.
Yes.
And just another comment, and then I'll turn it back over to Gene or Eddie. This Victoria Nuland, you know, in 2014, she was the one, let's nail her, she was the one that engineered the coup in Ukraine under the name of, guess what, democracy.
Yes.
But as we talked about last week with Dr. Hill on here, this globo-homo whole ordeal that's going on all over the world. And you see, you just got a sense, you got to have a feeling that this government that has been set up over there in Ukraine is no different than our corrupt government that is here. And how Americans can put these things on social media with the yellow and the green, the Ukrainian flag, the support. I get it about the people. But the government there has to be corrupt to the core with the likes of the Biden crime family, Hunter. I mean, just think about it, people.
You know, I'm going to make a quick comment before we go, Gene. You hit a lot of good points. You know what? If I didn't know any facts at all about the Ukrainian-Russian thing, and I do know a lot about that, if I didn't know anything, I know, you know, Gene knows, all white men in our group, we know the so-called government we have, and you refer to them rightfully so, as Sodom on the Potomac. We know they are so corrupt and so evil, and they're led by the nose by the Jew. It's always Jews all the time. It's always a Jew at the bottom of the garbage pile. If that's all we knew, that all I have to know is which side is the United States government going to be on? Okay, if they're on side A, then we know that side A is corrupt and we need to be supporting side B. That's all the hell you need to know. And one more thing, I'm going to go to Gene. I don't understand how so many of the American people were waking up and have woken up to this boogeyman virus. You're wearing a mask. Mm. You know, taking in, I mean, if the government would have told them for a while, if you got to go down to the courthouse to get an enema every day to protect you from the virus, these sheep would do it. But a lot of these sheep are waking up, and they realize the government was lying. They realize the government's been lying all along. But now all of a sudden, the government is telling the truth, and they're honest, and the Ukrainians are evil. I don't understand how the American people can be so stupid, especially these Judeo-Christians that they can burn the United States to the ground. They can turn the United States into a cinder. They don't give a damn as long as Israel, as long as we support, we got to stand by Israel. Back to you, Gene. Sorry I rambled so much.
No, that's quite all right there, Eddie. I didn't want to kick over your soapbox out from underneath you there.
Uh-oh, speaking of soapbox, yep. Okay, I'm glad you heard me. People will be right back. I'm sorry I ramped too long.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Go ahead, make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio fam, I can't believe this radio show has gone so fast, but me and Gene and Rand were talking about, we don't understand how these stinking Republicans all of a sudden, all these conservative Republicans, all of a sudden, Biden is great. Even the Republicans are ready to go back to do, tell them what they're ready to do, Gene.
Oh, well, the Republicans say, well, I'm a conservative, you got to elect me, and I'll get things changed. And they never do. They get elected, and then they're just as bad as the Communist Democratic Party. And they get in Washington, and they say, well, it's okay if we expand the government, and they do. And then what happens when they leave power? And then another collection of thugs come in there. We have an expanded government, and the Communist Democratic Party is never, never going to shrink the size of the government. And they take what the Republicans gave them and just expand on it. So it's a fool's errand, really, to vote for either one of them, because none of them are going to really follow the Constitution and put it back to where it was originally intended. And it was originally intended for the states to be the main form of government in this country. And of course, that's died a long time ago. That will never happen. I'm not that naive. But all these departments that have been added to it and the layers and layers of the bureaucracy that have been added to it, there's no way you're going to dismantle that unless there's a total economic collapse and the government of the United States just totally collapses. And then there's nobody left but some state governments that can get things organized and, fix the potholes and do all the things that need to be done locally. And hopefully we'll wake up and not be going to every foreign war every 6 months in a new location. So I don't see any hope for either political party getting us out of this. After the stampede that we had over the pandemic, that's not much hope for either one of them, really.
And, you know, Gene, you mentioned Governor Wallace last week. You know, Governor Wallace said many, many years ago they wasn't a dime worth of difference in the Republicans and Democrats. And that rings true to today.
That's why they tried to kill him. That's why they tried. Absolutely. He was supposed to have been killed, not just wounded and crippled. They were supposed to kill him because it looked like he might actually win the Democratic nomination. And I remember that very well, that he had run in a couple of – they didn't have all the primaries like we had today, but he had won a couple of smaller primaries. And the news media said, well, no, he's just a phenomenon. He's nothing. He won't last. And said the big primary is coming up in Florida. Now, Florida is a cross-section of the whole country. So many people have moved down from the north, and they'll just outvote all these redneck crackers that have stuck back in the piney woods. And then Governor Wallace swept that primary. He cleaned them out. And then the establishment went into a panic because they realized the people in this country were sick and tired of the same old in D.C., and they would change from Republican to Democrats. Like a friend of mine says, it's just the same team, different jerseys. That's all they've got out there. And it looked like that Wallace might get the nomination, so that's why they had him an assassination attempt on him, and that guy was supposed to have killed him, not just crippled him. But going back to the Ukraine, and you were talking about those bio labs over there, I think they're trying to get it all cleaned out and hushed up and swept under the rug. And here's the reason I think so. We hadn't seen Fauci in about 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm wondering if he's not over there pulling all the evidence out and getting it stored in wherever his special hiding place is for all of his torture devices and the things that he's come up with. So maybe the U.S. government snuck him into the Ukraine to get all the evidence hauled out of there, because I hadn't seen him around in a while. So wonder what happened to the dwarf.
Me too, Gene. And I don't mean to interrupt, but when this Victoria Nuland was asked a direct question by Marco Rubio, when asked, does Ukraine have bio labs or chemical weapons, her answer, quote, was Ukraine has bio research facilities which our concern is that the Russians may gain control of.
I'm no kidding.
Yeah, I bet they are concerned about that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good, legitimate concern right there. So that may happen then.
But you know about the conservative, Gene, you know, they should lose that word conservative, because what in the hell have they conserved? I mean, really?
Not
mainly
a thing.
One thing. Nothing.
No. No. Nope. It just, it's like you said, two wings of the same evil bird, and it just, the people are thinking that they get a choice. When really you don't, it's not much of a choice at all. It's the lesser of two evils. And I had a friend of mine one time, he said he saw a great bumper sticker on a car. He said, just once, I'd like to vote for the greater of two goods. We never get that choice at all. It's always the lesser of two evils. So,
things could be so much better here in our country. They could be so much better with the right leadership.
Yeah, but
there's so much to undo that it's almost, we feel like that it's impossible. But as y'all know, with our Father's guidance, anything is possible. So we can't give up. We got to hang in there.
Yeah. Well,
we have to act on it.
When somebody that rose to prominence in this country and actually won an election who was outside of the chosen few that are allowed to run for office in this country, somebody that was just plain business, or not a plain, but a very wealthy businessman, but wasn't tied up in all the political garbage. The news media and the government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, all of our government agencies, from the day President Trump was inaugurated, even up to today, they're still trying to hang him with anything they can grab to just destroy the man, because he wasn't part of this inner circle of Washington, D.C. cronies. And that, to me, would deter anybody that was an honest person from getting involved in that nonsense. Why would you want to put yourself or your family through that kind of mental anguish and lies and misinformation and garbage that they threw at Mr. Trump? And he had the money to protect himself. And somebody that's not that as well financially off as he is, they would just destroy their life completely. The news media, the bureaucrats in Washington, the oligarchs that we have in this country, like Gates and all of that bunch like that, that person would have no chance at all. So it is a pretty rotten system. And not going back to what you all started and were talking about in the first hour, not just the judicial system that's rotten, the government of this country is pretty much rotten from top to bottom in any department you want to go into.
To the core.
I don't know about, yeah.
Gene, I got to ask you a quick question. I'm going to ask you, sir. Gene, quick. Gene, you were an honorable, hardcore officer in the United States Marine Corps.
I was. At one, underline
what? That's right. That's right. He was an officer in the Marine Corps. That's back when the Marines were pretty hardcore. Here's the question. Gene, a guy like Trump coming in, he had to have, for instance, this is a rhetorical question, as a solution, you might say. We have another outsider like Trump to come in, and he knows how corrupt even the brass is in the military. What would prevent him from doing like John Fitzgerald Kennedy radio to a Navy fighter pilot to turn around and come back from Cuba during the Bay of the Pigs? That's what I've been told. What would stop someone like another Trump to call not the brass, but say some lieutenants and captains, maybe majors, the Marine Corps, the Army Rangers, and summon them to his office and say, look, we have been taken over by a group of criminals in this country. I am your commanding officer. I'm ordering you to go. You're going to go, and you're going to arrest these people. This chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Miley, you're going to arrest these people. We're going to clean this place out. Kind of like Hitler did when he had his SS start out like his private bodyguards. I guess I'm getting off base. What about that, Gene? I know we're running out of time. You and Rand chew on that bone, and let me know what y'all think about that.
It may be the only solution that we do have left to us. If the courts aren't going to do anything, the courts are a joke. Yeah, the Supreme Court's proved that on all these fraudulent election returns. They just ignored that and blew that off. Any of the other cases they get, they're not going to defend the Constitution and stand up for the rule of law. Somebody like a Trump or somebody that can see past this garbage in Washington may have to get a small group of loyal military people to clean out Washington and get the country set back on the right track. So, but that really would be, I believe, a civil war in this country. There are enough people in the military that like the way it's going. They got cushy jobs in the Pentagon. The only way you're going to get promotions is serve in a combat zone. So they don't care how many wars we fight. They're not going to do the fighting. It's the kids that are off the street that are, you know, the privates and sergeants and NCOs and on further down that are going to have to do the fighting and be the ones that are killed and maimed and brought back over here. These armchair generals aren't going to do anything. So they would turn against a president like that, most definitely, because that's going to upset their gravy train and their big promotions and the big money that they're making and all the retirement and everything like that. There would be, I'm pretty sure if a president was strong enough to take a stand at something like that, there really would be a civil war. And this time it would be a real civil war. It wouldn't be what was misnamed a civil war, which is actually a war for Southern independence. That was not a civil war. The South was never trying to take over the U.S. government. We were just trying to get away from it. So that's my take on it. I think the upper level of the military in this country is so rotten and so corrupt that I don't think they would stand by, and they certainly wouldn't throw their lot in with a president that wanted to try to straighten this mess out.
Rand, we're about out of time. Rand.
Like we talked about last week, you know, it's a lot to undo, and it's going to take a strong hand to lead us through it. And it's not going to be pretty, people. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be something like I can't even imagine myself. Gene, he is a former Marine. You've served, Eddie. I'd like to say one thing I heard on a commercial break. White folks, get ready. The IRS is putting on 10,000 new agents. So working
yes,
white
they are.
Folks, get ready.
Yes, they are. Well, thank you so much, Gene. Thank you, Rand. Thank you, Cameron and Jay and all of our guests. Thank you, Mr. Buddy. Good night, peoples. Same time next week. I'll let y'all know. We're going to have same time next week. It'll be the 19th of March. We'll see y'all, God willing. Good night, everybody. Good night, Gene. Good night, Rand. Good night, Cameron and Jay. Good night, family.